I know it ain't great being a Cowboys fan right now. We're a little bit down. Times are tough. That was a back-to-reality game yesterday for sure. But what the Giants did is that's the number one headline from the football weekend. Totally hilarious. A disaster class in trying to manage a franchise here as the Giants get the victory over the Colts. And it was in dominant fashion, playing themselves right out of the number one overall pick. 877-881-1053. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation on a Cowboy Back to Reality Monday. We got the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, Carter Freeman on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And we're rocking with you for the next four. We'll get you a McCarthy presser later on this hour. Krusty's Corner is going to be coming up next. And then we'll get Krusty's Corner 2.0 in the Expressway at 520. And I believe we're going to get Jock Peterson, newest Ranger, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Yeah. So we're loaded. Great
heard
to be
good
here.
Things about him.
Yeah, what an awesome guy. Whataburger fan, smashing righties, dong balls all over the place. Yeah. Clubhouse guy. What's not to like?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Giants, dude. Wait to hear from this Giants fan on the shred line with John Gruden. But Drew Lock yesterday, maybe the most inconvenient time to have the best game of his career. 17 of 23, 309 passing yards, 4 touchdowns passing, no picks. He ran for a score. Based on expected points added, it was one of the best quarterback performances of the century. He was like, we've seen Peyton Manning in 07, Phillip Rivers 07, Lamar Jackson in 2019, Tom Brady in 07. That's the type of game that that Drew Lock had yesterday as the Giants play themselves right out of having the power of the number one overall pick. Desperately need a quarterback. Shedeur Sanders was already looking at real estate in the greater New York City area. And now, I don't know, Giants are going to have to spend a fortune to move up and get a quarterback or something. It's totally hilarious. Here's a Giants fan on the John Gruden shred line, just feeling the pain that I imagine every Giants fan feels right now.
Coach, I'm calling in. This is Phil from Queens. I watched the New York Giants game. I'm devastated. I just want to say I'm not mad at the players of the Giants. Players are going to play. They played hard. Good for them. I'm mad at our sorry-ass fat f***ing coach for putting us in this situation. Brian Daboll should not have a job tomorrow morning. Joe Shane, get the f*** out. Those two people completely screwed this organization. They should not have a chance to pick the quarterback of the future. F*** those guys. I just want to say, f*** the Indianapolis Colts with the sorriest defense I've ever f***ing seen. Drew Lock scored 5 touchdowns on you. This is something that damages our future. You know what? Congrats to the Tennessee Titans. You got your quarterback. Congrats to New England Patriots. You have the first pick. You'll either draft Travis Hunter or you'll trade him for 5 more picks and draft good players. The New York Giants are f***ed because they won today.
Oh, yes. That is what, those are the sounds from New York City that we love to hear. Giants fans in a complete just meltdown mode.
His numbers were really good if you look at all the metrics, as you said.
Drew Lock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was an all-time performance.
He was 13-16 against zone coverage for 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Average yards per attempt, 16.8. No blitz. He was 14-17 for 226. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Average yards per attempt, 13.3. He was, let's see, over 10 air yards. He was 6 of 8 for 143 yards. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. 17.9 per completion there. It's just like crazy.
It's amazing. Amazing. Drew Lock
having. They blitzed him 6 times in this game. He was 3 of 6 for 83 yards for a touchdown. 13.8 yards per carry or per pass. So my man had a day. I mean, he had a day.
Oh, he had the best day of his entire career.
Yeah.
And it is the win is actually the loss here. At least you are reminded as a Giants fan that Malik Nabers is super, super nasty.
Yeah.
171 yards, 2 touchdowns. So you have the pass catcher, but unfortunately you played yourself out of the quarterback opportunity. So on the same day that Saquon is reaching the 2K milestone, you have the Giants doing this. Just as down bad as it gets. And then across town, you have what the Jets are doing. And with Aaron Rodgers, and now they're talking about talking about Rex Ryan getting interviewed, whoa, talking about Ron Rivera. Did you see Ron Rivera's name?
Oh, wow.
Get thrown in the mix there. The Jets are, they're in desperation mode. I don't know what coach is going to want this. Garrett Wilson, the stud receiver out of Ohio State.
He wants no part of this.
If Aaron Rodgers is back, the reports, how hard is it to play a game with a quarterback when the reports are out there and everybody knows that you can't stand the guy? And ever since Devontae Adams showed up, you've been sort of cast aside as it pertains to being the focal point of the offense and getting targets. And so the reports before the game, it's like, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers is back with the Jets next year, Garrett Wilson's going to demand a trade. That's not good. How can Aaron Rodgers come back, though? I don't understand how the Jets would want to do that. He had a 1.2 QBR yesterday, did Aaron Rodgers. That's the lowest QBR game since Davis Mills in week 4 of 2021. And remember the Sam Darnold I'm seeing ghost game versus the Patriots? Sam Darnold had the same QBR that night that Aaron Rodgers had yesterday. And it was hilarious to watch the videos of them. They have this huge boom box. The team's coming out of the tunnel before the game. They're playing Gangster's Paradise. And then they just get absolutely mopped by Buffalo. And then Aaron Rodgers decides to bench himself.
Yeah.
What'd you think about this one? Here was Aaron Rodgers after the game. They're getting boat raced, and all of a sudden, here comes Tyrod Taylor. How did that happen, Aaron?
What was the conversation like with Jeff when you get out of the game? What were your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, it was 33-0. We were sitting there, and I said at some point, probably go to Tyrod here, huh? And then the next play, they threw a screen for a touchdown, so it's 48-0.
It's like at that point, I just went ahead and checked myself out of the game here.
Yeah.
That's a bad look, is it not?
Yeah. Well, he's a bad look to begin with. At his metrics, those numbers are just, you're right about that. In breaking routes, 3 of 7 for 63 yards, interception. Under pressure, he was 5 of 6 for 55 yards. Anything that was downfield, he was 1 of 5. And over 10 yards, air yards, you know, over 10 air yards. Mm-hmm. He was 1 of 5 for 28 yards, and he had an interception. So, yeah, his numbers were just awful when it came to what they needed to get done yesterday.
Garrett Wilson's quote after the game was, "I always feel like we go out there, the vibes feel right, we're ready to play, then we get our ass kicked." That's the quote from Garrett Wilson, who apparently can't stand Aaron Rodgers and wants to get up out of here. Mm-hmm. The QBR metric has almost 10,000 games under its belt, 9,697 games in their database, just QBR metric. And that Rodgers game would rank 9,677th. So it is one of the single worst quarterback performances we've ever witnessed. And for him to go out that way... You also have, because the night before you had Joe Burrow and Cincinnati doing what they did and T. Higgins going off in that game, especially late in that game.
Yeah.
And so you had Sauce Gardner commenting on a T. Higgins video because T. Higgins is going to be a free agent. We'll see if they franchise tag him. Maybe he comes back to Cincy, but he's going to be one of the big names in free agency as one of the best wide receivers on the market. Sauce Gardner commented on a T. Higgins video and just said, pay the man. Yeah. And then a Jets fan said, well, Sauce, tell him to come to the Jets. And Sauce replied, Jets corner replied, I will not be telling him that.
Wow.
I mean, I can't imagine what the newspapers, like the front and back page.
Page 6.
Between the Jets and the Giants, they must just be having a field day right now with how embarrassing everything is for both franchises. And they're not the only ones. Like with what the Giants did yesterday, playing themselves out of a top flight pick, that's what the Raiders have done for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I saw this, Raider Joe sent me this, our buddy. Since the Raiders took over the number one draft spot, they've over the last couple of weeks, they've had 0 penalties. They've had 0 turnovers. They've forced 5 turnovers. Yeah. They've sacked the quarterback 9 times. They're first in takeaways, first in rushing, first in quarterback QBR, and they're first in the tight end yards per reception.
Oh, of course,
Brock Bowers is being an animal. Yeah. But the Raiders just... These bad franchises, they don't know when
they can't help themselves.
When it's time to win, they inevitably lose. When it's time to lose, they inevitably win. Yeah. And this the coaching stuff here that's coming up here with the carousel, I don't imagine that Antonio Pierce is keeping his job. You have Gerard Mayo as the head coach with the Patriots. And he's talking about how they're probably just going to be going into full tank mode.
Yeah.
Patriots have a 79% chance of landing the first overall pick now that the Giants did what they did yesterday. So I think that Drake May's probably not going to play on Sunday. The Patriots want that
they
top
want the pick.
Pick,
yeah.
Because you either draft Travis Hunter, all-world dude, or you hold the number one pickup for ransom and a schmo team like the Giants or the Raiders who had the number one overall pick but had to get a couple of useless victories will now have to trade a bunch of first-round picks to go up. So that's definitely a spot you want to be if you're New England right now. That's a great place to be when you're picking number one and you don't need a quarterback.
Right.
You just everything, and especially especially in a draft like this when you have an all-world caliber type dude in Travis Hunter, that you can just say, okay, like, we got no problem just staying here. You're going to have to up the ante if you want to move up and get your quarterback. So the Patriots are in prime position, and they're going to do it the right way. They're going to see, oh, we have the number one pick. Let's do everything in our power to lose the football game.
Yeah. Crazy.
And I don't know if Jerod Mayo's keeping his job. That one continues to be.
I bet you he does keep his job. I'd be interested with the Raider one, though, with Tom Brady now in the mix.
Tom Brady's he's calling some shots.
Yeah.
And he likes him some Mike Vrabel.
He does.
So, I mean, I don't think the Raiders are going to stick with Antonio Pierce.
I don't think they
will. It's probably a coin flip here with Jerod Mayo and the Patriots. But
Coin flip with McCarthy now? Did he go from being like coming back to maybe some questions now?
I don't know how the Joneses view it, man.
Well, no, I mean, before the game,
seemed like a lock.
We're all leaning like he was going to come back, and I wonder if now that's a question mark.
What do you think?
I think he's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't think the Joneses have a stomach for a coaching search. That's my opinion. And I could, it's, again, my opinion, probably wrong. I just, they have to prove to me they have a stomach for a coaching search, and I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do or not, so.
Well, this was Adam Schefter on ESPN Sunday Countdown before the game yesterday. Listen to him
talking about
if McCarthy has saved his job.
When I say maybe, it's not that he's not deserving. It's that it goes both ways. Number one, Jerry Jones has got to decide, hey, I want to renew him. And Mike McCarthy has the ability to go talk to whoever he wants about a head coaching job.
Awesome.
So he can go listen to the New Orleans Saints where he's coached before. If they want to talk to him, he can go listen to the New York Jets. He can go listen to any team that has an opening that wants to go talk to Mike McCarthy. So it goes both ways. And by the way, they've talked about what a great job he's done, and people say he saved his job. I think he's absolutely proven himself to a certain extent. But the fact of the matter is, Jerry Jones has not given him an extension. He's not done anything like that just yet. So this has played on, which tells me that Jerry is interested in Mike, but Jerry also is probably reviewing his options.
Well, that was encouraging hearing that from Schefter as somebody who is hoping for a change at the head coaching position.
You think the Joneses have a stomach for this? To go and do a full, extensive coaching search?
No.
What it's going to take? What
no.
it's going to take to go get the absolute best coach and the best staff that they can get.
Well, that's you imagining that's what they want. They don't want the best coach possible.
Mm.
I mean, they're very comfortable with just having a good coach and just having a good quarterback. And that's what you can qualify what Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott are.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, and Jerry was talking about this with KNC on Friday, which is we've gone all in on Dak. We're going all in on just good. Now we're gonna make our roster around that, and we're gonna be cutting corners everywhere because we've paid Dak the ultimate money, and now we're gonna expect him to be the ultimate quarterback.
Right.
And you've had a decade to realize that ain't him. Yeah. But they're fine with that. They're fine just paying great money to good, and then expecting the good to just magically become great when they start ripping parts all the way around the roster. And other teams don't do that. Just because they pay, because the market dictates they got to reset the market with their quarterback, they don't look at their quarterback like he is the best. Yes, we've paid him the most. We've paid Jalen Hurts. So does Philadelphia just say, go win it for us, Jalen?
No,
they put plenty of talent around him. And so if you're going to do that, if you're going to pay a good quarterback great money, then you have to understand that that's going to come with still needing a bunch of talent on that roster. And the Cowboys, they don't do that. And for since Jimmy, other than the brief moment with Parcells, which was born out of necessity so Jerry could get his stadium, they haven't been able to identify a great coach. They just are, they're comfortable with the good.
It's fair.
So my guess is, despite what happened yesterday and despite what's happened over the course of the last half decade with McCarthy, they will probably go and do the extension with him.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they did move on from McCarthy, they're going to have one or two guys that they're zeroing in on, and they're not going to make it some huge, extensive search, right?
See, that's. I think you're right about that. I just don't think they have the stomach for it. That's why I think they're going to, you know, they don't want to do the extensive search. They really don't. You know, you're absolutely right in everything you're saying.
And they probably are crossing their fingers that Zimmer's going to stay and they can just keep the continuity on that side of the ball.
I would keep an eye on.
If Zimmer wants to keep coaching?
I think Zimmer's, this was tough this year. All the stuff he had to go through, this was tough. It's a tough campaign. So keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, and the thing with Zimmer, too, and I'm in favor of him being back, what he's been able to do.
He might just decide he didn't want to coach anymore.
He might.
Yeah.
He might. And the defense has certainly gotten better as the season went on, and the defense was just hammered with injuries pretty much all year.
Did a great job, I think.
Oh, he did.
I mean, and I said it earlier, and I know during the year people were getting on my ass about it, and I'm going to take if Mike McCarthy comes back, I'm going to take a victory lap on that one. Because I felt like that, hey, Mike Zimmer came in here and he saved Mike McCarthy's job. Because that offense wasn't anything any good. They didn't figure out how to run the football until like week 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, the only question I would have about Zimmer if he's here for next year is we were wondering how he was going to do versus the really new age style offenses with all the motion and all that kind of stuff that Dan Quinn's defense traditionally struggled.
Need to get better.
And I know it was early in the season and everything was discombobulated, but that's when you saw Baltimore and New Orleans doing the San Francisco stuff, and you couldn't stop it at all.
Right.
So that'll still remain a question. But overall, Zimmer's done plenty to save his job. I guess it's just going to be a matter of if he wants it or not.
No, I was thinking if Zimmer saves Mike McCarthy's job. That's the thing I was saying.
Yeah. I think to this point he has. My guess is McCarthy's back, and we'll see if Zimmer wants to be or if he just wants to
just keep an
go
eye
to the
on
horses.
One. Yeah, keep an eye.
All right, we'll get you the Mike McCarthy presser coming up here in about 30 minutes, but coming up next, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Heating and Air.
Yeah, let's take a look at this Cowboys-Eagles game from a film view. We'll do that next.